All right, and with that, we will turn it over to our communications manager, Nick Harrington, for a pheasant hunting outreach presentation.
All righty. Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, doing a couple jobs here and getting her all squared away and ready to go for you. Let's see. I hope so. I could barely do it myself. All righty. All righty. So good morning. So we've heard about it already. Pheasant season looks very good. Everything we have talked about, all signs are pointing towards a very strong pheasant season. There's lots of birds out in the field. We had really good range conditions. Now, the challenge for my shop is we've done the work on the habitat. We've done the work on the access front. How do we get folks to go out into the field? So what I'm kind of going to show you today is this is not an all-inclusive list, but this is just a handful of examples of what we do to really make sure folks know that, one, we have a really good season coming up. Two, there's a lot of opportunities in South Dakota here. And then three, this is your time to buy a license to come do it. And one thing I'll kind of point you all towards as we do this is we're talking about pheasant hunting here, but we know that South Dakota is more than pheasant hunting, too. South Dakota is the greatest state to pheasant hunt. There is no question about that. But we've talked about our world-class state park system, the awesome summer that we had in the parks, the modern lodging facilities that we have, the good fishing that we have. You're going to see all of that included because that doesn't go away this time of year just because it's time for the pheasants to start. So what you see right here, this is that number one document that we have that kind of talks about what the pheasant season is going to be. I think everyone who's even contemplated pheasant hunting in South Dakota is probably familiar with this document. This is our upland outlook. So what this does is this is our number one tool, our number one way to tell folks this is what the season looks like. This is what the bird numbers look like. This is what the habitat conditions look like. This is some of the important things you need to know as you get it ready to go into the field. So that's really that first page right there, and it talks about everything we've been talking to you about the last several months. Is rangeland conditions look really good, nesting habitat was good, brood rearing habitat was good. That's the things the pheasant hunters want to know, right? I'm sure everyone in this room more than once has been asked, how are the birds looking? This is the document that answers that question. So you kind of see that on the front page. That's prominent information. But then I'm going to also point you towards that back page, and this is really where we talk about what makes South Dakota special. It's not just the abundant birds. It's you can come and you can stay in a state park. We have lodging opportunities for you right in the heart of the pheasant hunting. So you're going to see information on pheasant, sharp-tailed grouse, prairie chicken. We're trying to get folks to be more aware of the other opportunities that the state has too, because it just makes for overall a really good and a better trip. And then the other graph that I really want to point you towards is that's that private land enrolled in public hunting access. So as we talked about, there's a lot of birds out there, but there's also a lot of land for people to go out and enjoy. And we want to make sure that all that information is shared with them right here in this document. This about August, this goes on our website. It's highly clicked on. We print about 5,000 copies. We literally have folks requesting a pheasant information packet that we mail this to them, along with a hunting atlas, a hunting handbook. So this gets out in a lot of ways, and as someone that has come to Huron for the state fair as well, I can tell you this is definitely one of the number one conversations you have at the fair, so we have plenty of these on hand too. So this is pheasants. Again, we talked a little bit about upland bird hunt, about the other upland seasons here, but we also have what it sounds like is going to be an even better prairie grouse season that we've had in previous years. And again, this goes back towards into we're more than just pheasant hunting. We're great upland bird hunting as a whole. We're great camping. We're great fishing. Come in and explore all of it. Make it an awesome trip. So what you'll see right here is also your prairie grouse forecast. Now, this was about a six-page PDF that had previously been put together, and it probably didn't get the love that it deserved. It was put on our website, but it's niche hunters, right? If they knew what they were looking for, they went and found it, and they really knew what they were looking for. But it probably wasn't as available for hunters that might just be interested in upland bird hunting as a whole. So we've revamped this. We've put this in easier-to-find locations. This is now our prairie grouse forecast. It has the same branding as you see with the Upland Outlook, and it really gets data specific on what those prairie grouse hunters should expect. So Alex and his team in Huron do an absolutely awesome job. Alex Solom, Jake Wolf, they do absolutely fantastic putting this together. Really good information for hunters out there. So whether it's the Upland Outlook, whether it's this prairie grouse forecast, they deserve a lot of props and a lot of credit, because we share some really good information here with our hunters. So we've kind of talked about these two documents. We've a couple ways we share them, but again, there's a lot of tools for reaching a lot of different folks. Of everyone here, we're going to reach people different ways. So I'm just going to, again, show you just kind of a snapshot of what these are. So this is your more traditional media style. So we work with Travel South Dakota, South Dakota Department of Tourism, as part of our Hunt the Greatest campaign. So all of this messaging that you see right here coming up is going to be directly in conjunction with Travel South Dakota. So what you see on the left here, that's the prairie grouse forecast. We work with outdoor writers to get these articles out into, I believe this was Pointing Dog magazine, handful of magazines that we get these articles in. We'll have ads in those magazines as well. And then you'll also see our partnership with Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever. This is a joint press release we did with PF, Travel South Dakota. Again, all of us working together to showcase this message and really, you know, showcase South Dakota is the greatest state to pheasant hunt. You're going to hear me say that a lot as we do this presentation. So this is more your traditional media style. Now what I'm going to show you here, a handful of examples. When you're on the website, whether you're checking the weather, checking the New York Mets game, who won last night, play the Phillies. I'm educating Secretary Roebling on that as we go here. You're going to see these digital ads throughout your. This is going to be exactly where you are browsing. You don't have to be on our website. You don't have to be on Travel South Dakota's website. This is literally going to be as you're on the Weather Channel, as you're on Kello, as you're on those types of websites. And we've also been able to really target those groups that we identify as prospective pheasant hunters, current pheasant hunters. So you're going to get served these very targeted messages. Again, this is just another handful of examples. You'll see the size is vary just based on what that website, what that device is. But this is a way to always stay top of mind, even when you might not be thinking pheasant hunting at that time. You're going to see our messaging. It's going to stay at the forefront. And then there's that opportunity there in every single one to click and plan your trip and go into that Hunt the Greatest website. So this was all through our partnership with Travel South Dakota. Now, again, what makes things successful is good partnerships. The next partnership I want to showcase is with Brandt, our licensing vendor. So through Brandt, we have the capabilities to really hone in on knowing your exact buying behavior if you have bought a license. So the messages you've seen right now, this is we've identified you as a hunter. I'm not sure if you've bought your license yet or not, but I want to stay top of mind. This one I do know if you've bought your license. So what we have done, I have two examples here. I'm trying to keep this brief for you this morning. This is going to be messages focused specifically on residents. So what you see, traditionally what we have talked about when we've talked about messaging marketing through my team is that email. That is always our number one way to contact folks. So on the left you see that resident only pheasant season opens soon. That's the traditional email they're going to get from us, staying top of mind, wanting them to buy their license. But through Brandt, we also have the capabilities to send push notifications and for folks that are using our Go Outdoors South Dakota app, in-app messages as well. So that's what you see on the top there where it says 2024 pheasant season. That is a literal push notification that goes to your phone if you have the app and have those enabled. So that is, I'm not a good emailer, but I'm a really good texter. I look at things on my phone. This is a way to get directly on your home screen. And then if you do go into our app, whether it's to buy a license, then we get you straight there. But if you're going to use our mapping or any other functionality, you will get that message before you can kind of interact with the app in any other way, because we want that buy your license message to be top of mind. So this is an example for the residents. And then I'm also going to point you, we're doing the same thing with the non-residents. This email is a little bit longer, and this goes back towards, you know, really showcasing the multiple aspects that South Dakota has to offer. So you see that message to buy your license, but we know these folks are non-residents. We know they are not from South Dakota. They are going to need somewhere to stay, and this is a great opportunity for us to showcase some of those lodging facilities that we have in our parks across the state, especially right in the middle of that Pheasant Range, too. So this is a good way to make sure they're getting their license, but also a good opportunity for us to really enhance their trip. You know, I would say staying in a state park is going to make it the greatest state to pheasant hunt, the greatest pheasant hunting trip you can have. But this is just another way to really make sure that people know about these opportunities we have for them, really showcase those facilities we have in our parks. And, you know, the nice thing is I'm going to sound like a really good marketer here. This is called a drip campaign, which means it's kind of going to keep dripping, to keep coming. So you'll get the email. If you don't act on the email, then you get the push notification. If you haven't done any of those, you're going to get that in-app message. And then we're going to give it a set amount of time. So we started this about a month and a half ago because we want to be ready for the season. And so we kind of have it set up on certain intervals. If you haven't interacted in a month, you still don't have your license, we're going to get you again. So the take-home message for you, commissioners, is if you don't want emails from me, just buy your license right now, and we can call it a day. So that's pretty much what I have for you. It sounds like Director Kirschman is going to have some pretty good news to share, hopefully that some of these efforts are working. But with that, I will take any questions from you.
Very good. Any questions for Nick from the commission? Nick, I do have one. So our different tourism groups, Prairie Lakes, the Missouri River folks, do we provide any type of media toolkit or templates for them so when they're sharing stuff, we have a consistent look and message?
Yes. So what that is through Travel South Dakota, you will hear Rooster Rush. So you'll see Rooster Rush coming to a lot of those communities. That started with Travel South Dakota, so we do have that consistent messaging. Whether you're coming to Pier, whether you're coming to Huron, Redfield, wherever you're coming to enjoy hunting, you're going to see that same Rooster Rush branding, Rooster Rush information. So that is, as a state, how we roll out the orange carpet for these visitors, right? This is how we do that, and they see that as they come in. Now, additionally, Commissioner Rissler, we do share that upland outlook with them, that prairie grouse forecast with them, so they know exactly what we, like I said, that's the number one document we have. Those are the number one and number two documents for upland bird hunters. We make sure that they have that, and that just makes it easier for everybody, right? We're all reading literally from the same sheet. We're all sharing the same message, and we can all get excited about the same information. So they have the right information, and then we also do have that standardized branding that all visitors to South Dakota are going to come get to enjoy.
Excellent. Very good. All right. Thank you for the update. Job well done.
Thank you all.